WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. House Democrats issue subpoenas to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and other members of the administration as part of the impeachment inquiry. Pompeo's not cooperating with the request, though.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo missed the deadline for a House Democrats subpoena for documents and testimony related to the now infamous phone call between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. House Democrats had said that they would consider it obstruction under their impeachment inquiry if the State Department and Pompeo did not comply with the subpoena.
Correspondent Sarah Westwood. Immigrants who will financially burden the U.S. healthcare system will no longer be given visas under a new rule issued by the Trump administration last night. Starting November 3rd, foreign nationals will need to prove they either have health insurance or the money to buy it before they're allowed to come to the U.S. President Donald Trump says American taxpayers bear substantial costs to pay medical expenses for immigrants who don't have health insurance. 11 firefighters were injured yesterday when a burning house on Chamberlain Court in the Waldorf area of Charles County collapsed. 9 were taken to the hospital. The blaze started burning just before 5 p.m. Hong Kong's metro system shut down after a night of chaos during another weekend of protests. Police shot a teenage boy and protesters torched businesses and metro stations. It all happened after Chief Executive Carrie Lam invoked emergency powers banning anyone using masks to hide their faces. He speaks here through an interpreter.
The extreme acts by rioters with masks are appalling. The extent of their vandalism is also unprecedented. The extent of their vandalism is also unprecedented, and it is towering.
Lam said that extreme violence justified the use of the emergency law, which hasn't been used in more than 50 years. Want to give your favorite pet God's own blessing? Today you have your chance.
Bring any kind of an animal that you want. It has to be on a leash. You know, we don't want things getting loose and running all over the place and terrorizing.
Father James Gardner is with the Franciscan Monastery in Northeast, which holds the annual event to honor the feast day of St. Francis of Assisi.
St. Francis, who is the patron saint of animals, this blessing commemorates that.
Fido or Fluffy are welcome to stop on by for a prayer and a sprinkle of holy water and a little petting, too. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Blessings will be given at 11 this morning. A tradition could be ending at Naval Academy football games. The Naval Academy is asking fans and alumni to stop throwing hot dogs, cheeseburgers, and other food at the Midshipman Brigade before football games. In other sports news, Steven Strasburg turned in another dominant playoff outing. Max Scherzer struck out. The side and the Nats held off the Dodgers 4-2 to even their NL Division Series at a game apiece.
We're so focused on winning and so focused on competing for each other and doing whatever it takes for the team. Everybody wants to, you know, contribute in every single way, and tonight we got that type of contribution from everybody.
The Nats take on the Dodgers in Game 3 of the NLDS tomorrow. The Caps beat the Islanders 2-1. Tonight they play the Hurricanes at 7 in their home opener. Up next, traffic and weather.
The kids are back in school. How'd you like to win $1,000 just to spend on you? It's $4,000 a day, your chance to win $1,000 four times each weekday.
Wow, this is great.
It's great.
Listen weekdays at 8:05 and 11:05 a.m. and 2:05 and 4:05 p.m. for the national keyword to win. Details at WMAL.com.
Oh, my God.
$4,000 a day.
Oh, I can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. Vantage Point is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text money to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
7:05 WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Virginia, the earlier incident eastbound 66 at Business 234 Sudley Road has cleared. Lanes are open, not releasing any delay there. Do keep in mind that in Chevy Chase, a portion of Bradley Lane is closed in both directions between Maple Avenue and Hillcrest Place, and that due to emergency road work. Also in Maryland, keep in mind that Clarksburg Road remains closed in both directions at Ascot Square Court due to an accident with wires down in the roadway. So far, no problems to report in Virginia. Traveling on 95, headed from Dumfries into Springfield. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly sunny, a high in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 58. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high near 76. Right now, 50 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis, M105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM,
WMAL. Hour two of the Saturday morning update. Good to have you with us, and always great to have John Gizzi join us, the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick. And that was the week that was.
The I word has been front and center, and at week's end, where are we on impeachment, John?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I have to say it's 10 at this point. Speaker Pelosi said there is no vote needed in the House of Representatives, issuing a rather terse reply to the inquiry by Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, and that the House Judiciary Committee can proceed with impeachment. In addition, it is very likely, this reporter believes, that there will be a partisan vote. Every Democrat in the House, plus independent Justin Amash of Michigan, will in the end probably vote for impeachment. Why? Because they believe that the president asked and may have put some pressure on Ukraine's President Zelensky to get information on former Vice President Joe Biden and his lobbyist son Hunter's dealings in Ukraine. In addition, the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, made inquiries in Ukraine, and most recently, the president ruffled a few feathers when he suggested publicly that both Ukraine and China investigate the Bidens. I might add that this one threw a lot of Republicans into stunned silence. Here it was that the United States congratulated Communist China on its 70th anniversary, has been relatively mute in cheering on the freedom-fighting demonstrators in Hong Kong that the Chinese hope to subdue, and yet, at the same time, is calling on their government to investigate an American citizen. I have to say, that takes some pondering. Is it illegal to say that, or was the president, as Senator Marco Rubio put it, only joshing? One doesn't know, but there's another factor, too. Although the Constitution calls for high crimes and misdemeanors, it's up to the House of Representatives to determine what is a high crime and misdemeanor and thus an impeachable offense. If I can use a phrase that former New York Chief Judge Saul Wachter said, I can indict a ham sandwich. Well, at this point, let me paraphrase that. The House can impeach a ham sandwich.
So the Democratic House can impeach, but the Republican Senate would have to convict. Have you seen anything come out this week that would potentially jeopardize Republican solidarity in opposition to conviction?
Not yet, and I don't see it at this point. Look, the Senate is 53 to 47 seats, Republicans over Democrats. Unlike Bill Clinton, the president will be tried in a body that his own party rules, assuming, of course, he is impeached and it goes to trial. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell last week said that the president would have to go to trial if the House impeaches. At that point, what are known as House managers, that is, members of the Democratic Party in the House, present the case against the president that calls for his removal and ban from ever holding public office again. It takes two-thirds plus one of the Senate to remove a president or remove any public official from office. I just don't see the arithmetic there. Let me add that Bill Clinton 20 years ago was impeached by the Republican-controlled House. The Republican-controlled Senate came nowhere near the two-thirds needing to remove him on any count. So my guess is odds of impeachment, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Odds on removal from office, 0 on a scale of anything you want.
Well, another congressman from Texas riding off into the sunset. This time it's Representative Mac Thornberry. What are we up to in terms of a head count here, John?
17 Republican House members so far have announced they are either retiring in 2020, resigning, or seeking another office. That's not as large as the 40-plus Republican House members who headed for the high grass in 2018, but it's quite significant. In terms of Texans, as you say, Mac Thornberry, the ranking Republican on the House Armed Services Committee, is the sixth Texas Republican House member to say adios to Congress. That's the loss of a lot of seniority and a lot of clout for the Lone Star State. Now, in the case of Mac Thornberry, he comes from a safely Republican district and is probably going to be able to handpick his own successor. But the experience that he brought, the clout that he had on the Armed Services Committee, will all be missing. In terms of Republican members leaving, one finds different arguments. Some are tired of defending President Trump. Others are simply tired of Congress and all the insults and lack of camaraderie that they have to deal with on the House floor. The job is not fun anymore.
So we do have one cowboy riding in wearing a white hat, Pete Sessions. What's going on, and how does he run in a different district?
Pete Sessions, former chairman of the House Rules Committee, son of former FBI Director William S. Sessions, and a member of Congress from 1996 until his defeat last year in the Dallas area, a 22-year veteran of Congress. Sessions lost his seat in Dallas, is now moving to the nearby district in Waco. Now, I talked to him about this, and he said he formerly represented six counties that are in the new district. And he was born and raised in Waco, Texas, so he can claim some residency there. Residency, to quote the former Democratic Attorney General of Michigan, is where you say it is. And the Constitution only requires you to be a resident of a state and not a district if you serve in Congress. I will say this. At 64, I don't know why Pete Sessions wants to start all over again as a freshman, but Congress is a lure for some people. One other point. There are no dynamic young state legislators, no mayors, no private sector leaders in the community who have stepped forward to run for the seat of retiring Rep. Bill Flores. So it looks pretty good for Mr. Sessions to be Congressman Sessions once again.
Let's turn to the cabinet. And to keep track of the cabinet, you need to use a pencil with an eraser as opposed to a pen these days. First off, reports that Rick Perry may exit by year's end. Is that a valid report or is that just speculation?
Last night, his office put out a statement that he is still the Secretary of Energy and serves at the pleasure of the President. This is a little different from what Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Carson told me on television when I interviewed him, and he said flatly he was leaving at the end of the president's term. Now, again, Perry can put out a statement that will elaborate a little bit more. And there's already reports that the number two man in the Department of Energy will step up to succeed him. I would wait until Secretary Perry speaks for himself.
So let's turn to another department and another cabinet position. The acting director of Homeland Security, Kevin McAleenan. What's the speculation on his future?
Kevin McAleenan was put in as acting secretary of Homeland Security to replace controversial incumbent Kirstjen Nielsen. This is only 6 months ago. Now he's already writing his resignation. In an interview with the Washington Post, a lengthy interview, he said that he could never again enforce the policy that the administration had, which separated children from their families, even though he did enforce it and did what the administration wanted. He also said he refused to ever use the term illegal alien and would simply say displaced people, feeling that the term was offensive, even though it's a perfectly legal term that is used frequently in government documents. In short, McAleenan essentially repudiated the policy that he had been enforcing. And to many reading this, he was doing a imitation of Humphrey Bogart as Captain Queeg having his meltdown scene at the end of the Caine Mutiny. It's a matter of time before he goes, and this time the money is on Ken Cuccinelli, former Virginia Attorney General and acting director of Citizenship and Immigration Services, easily the most visible face of the administration in favor of its hard line against illegal immigrants, likely to step to the top and once again will be named acting secretary.
And how long can he act? As long as they want him to?
Exactly. But it also becomes a bit of an embarrassment for anyone when they're introduced as acting secretary, acting commissioner, or in the case of the White House Chief of Staff, Mick Mulvaney, acting chief of staff, a position that doesn't require Senate confirmation. They can stay in there. After a year, their acting status has to be renewed under the U.S. federal code, and in some cases, people will very much urge the president to send their nomination to the Senate. Sources close to Mr. Cuccinelli say he knows his chances are slim, that he would have difficulty being confirmed, and he's perfectly willing to enforce the administration policy in an acting capacity as long as that passes legal muster.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. We'll be following you on Twitter.
I appreciate that, and I'll tweet.
All right, 7:18 Saturday morning update. We'll talk with Cheryl Atkinson next, but first, a check of the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
Traffic moving at a good pace on the Beltway throughout Maryland and Virginia. In Maryland, in Gaithersburg, getting a report of an accident at Mid-County Highway at Montgomeryville Avenue. Use caution there, and still watch out for a road closure at Clarksburg Road at Ascot Square Court due to an accident with a utility pole down in the roadway. Earlier incident, eastbound 66 at Business 234, all cleared away, and traffic moves at a good pace. Keep in mind, in the district, we do have road work on 295 north and southbound between Chesapeake Street and Malcolm X Avenue in the left lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Finally, some fall weather for us. Partly cloudy today, high 68. Clouds tomorrow, high 76. Showers for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, high of 77 Monday, and 68 the highs for Tuesday and Wednesday. 51 right now, headed to 68, 719 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Cheryl Atkinson. She is the author of the New York Times bestsellers, The Smear and Stonewalled, and hosts Full Measure tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on ABC 7. Cheryl, great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me again.
President Trump has spoken a lot about corruption this week. He also spoke a lot about corruption in Puerto Rico, especially in the wake of the hurricane and all of the disaster relief efforts. You were in Puerto Rico, and what did you uncover when you looked into corruption there?
Well, I went to Puerto Rico before they had the two hurricanes 2 years ago. With no preconceived notions, we were just looking up their bankruptcy, basically. And it's the Puerto Ricans who will tell you how corrupt their government has been. It's kind of legendary there, including the current government that had just taken over told me they're trying to clean it up. Now, that government's out, by the way, and another one's coming in. So in the wake of all this hurricane aid they are getting from U.S. taxpayers, Puerto Rico is a territory of the United States, we went to Puerto Rico because we wanted to find out, with all the discussion, how much U.S. tax dollars they've really been promised, how much of that they've received and spent, and how much of it has actually gone to the people 2 years later. And as you might guess, the short answer is almost, you know, very little has gone to help the hurricane victims themselves. And relatively little has actually been received by them. And my first impression was, well, there's typical bureaucracy with FEMA. They can't get the money to the people who deserve it. And there is a little bit of that sentiment for sure. Part of the problem is Puerto Rico is mired in a corruption scandal. They're already technically bankrupt before the hurricanes. They cannot just throw money out there quickly. They have to go through processes and bids and certified contractors. So, you know, you'll see all the figures if you watch Sunday. But of $91 billion they could get from U.S. taxpayers, they've only received about $14 billion 2 years later. And take a look, for example, at a chunk of $20 billion that's supposed to go to community housing and so on. That's the stuff you'd see people getting help from. Houses being rebuilt. Less than $1 million has been distributed or spent of that $20 billion block. So that's what's going on in Puerto Rico. And as one Puerto Rican told us, contractors are making money, some people are making money, but the people are not getting help.
Well, I think there's been some criticism of the president accusing him of holding up the disbursements of that aid. What's behind these delays?
You know, I wondered about that, too. The president, from what I could tell and from what the Puerto Rican officials and the FEMA officials on the ground say, has nothing to do with it except the degree that the top Puerto Rican hurricane official, when we were there, bluntly said this administration has been fantastic, that FEMA has given them everything, you know, that they need, that they're very responsive on the phone. And the problem, as I said, is there's a lot of technical requirements. They can't just apply for money and get it without showing it's coming from a certified contractor. They have to do certain things. And it's harder in Puerto Rico. One other little point is most communities, when they have a disaster, let's say there's some kind of hurricane in Texas, FEMA expects them to pay out their own money first, you know, to get things going quickly, and then they apply for reimbursement. Puerto Rico can't do that because Puerto Rico's broke. Puerto Rico's been in bankruptcy for several years, so they didn't even have that initial outlay. That complicated everything. There are schools we saw that 2 years later, it doesn't look like any school you'd ever see on the mainland America, United States. They're so torn up still from the hurricane. They haven't made one single permanent repair at a school in Puerto Rico 2 years later with federal money.
I want to turn to an article that you've written at thehill.com this week. The headline on it, "A Deeper Dive into One Poll Shows What Americans Really Think About Impeachment." And what was so striking to me about your story is there was a headline that went with this CBS poll at cbsnews.com. And these polls are cast on the evening newscasts as though real barometers of the American people. And in these polls, they may ask a number of different questions, but whoever the editor is or the writer picks out the one that may be the most negative about the president. Well, if you go six or eight deep into it, there's completely different information.
That's been a longstanding gripe the last couple of years. I'm not a poll scientist, just an average person. And I've looked into the polls and seen things, and I've called the pollsters for my reporting to ask questions and learned a lot. The pollsters, I think, overall seem to do a great job at the job they're given. But remember, they're paid by news organizations to conduct the polls. And the news organizations not only decide, you know, what subjects to ask about, but they pick a headline at the end. And the headline, in my view, as well as what they choose to highlight, is sometimes misleading. In the case of the CBS poll that I used in an example in this article, you could pick positive things for Trump out of there. You could pick negative things out of Trump for there. You could disclose that the sample was Democrat heavy, or you could not disclose that the sample was Democrat heavy. All in what people choose to do and the reporting on the polls. And you know, that article got a lot of play, the one that I wrote about polling. Some people were really mad about the notion that their article should say that the poll was interviewing more Democrats than Republicans, because they say, well, there are more Democrat registered voters, or there's a reason for it. And my point is, there may be a reason, but say so. When you say a majority of Americans favors an impeachment inquiry, but you really didn't interview Americans per se, cross-section, you interviewed people who are registered to vote or who identify themselves with a certain political party, only adults, and a number that's heavier on the Democrat side, that matters in the final percentage that you give. It doesn't mean the poll's not legitimate, but why not tell people more about what you're doing or what your poll has done? And that's kind of my gripe.
Well, with the politics sort of at a 50-50 point in this country, everything is so razor thin, a few dozen or a few hundred people one way or the other could really throw the poll results out.
Right. And if you looked in this particular poll, even with a Democrat-heavy sample, the majority of Americans, I think it was above 60%, think that President Trump will serve out his term. So the headline that makes it sound like, I think the implication is, gee, everybody wants, you know, majority of Americans want to impeach the president. In fact, when you dig in there, most of them don't think that he'll leave office. Most of them had other positive things to say on some fronts, depending what was asked. So, again, it's a matter of who's cherry-picking which facts. You can make it look either way, good or bad. I think, for my part, the best thing polls can do is show trends over time. If opinion is slipping or sliding or increasing on a certain subject over time, the trend is something that you can look at and can have a little more faith, especially if the same people are polled over time and they're changing their opinion. But it's, you know, I think it's part of this trend that people try to use polls to shape public opinion rather than report it. That's my sense when I read these things. They want us to think a certain way and feel a certain way and be convinced of something rather than just telling us that the poll has measured opinion at a time.
The headline, A Deeper Dive into One Poll Shows What Americans Really Think About Impeachment. It's at thehill.com. Full measures tomorrow morning on ABC 7, 10 o'clock. Cheryl, thank you very much as always.
Thanks a lot.
7:27 on the Saturday morning update.
The premier wedding venue in the entire D.C. area is hosting its semi-annual wedding showcase this Sunday, October 6th, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. With top-rated vendors in every category present, you could plan your entire wedding in a day. Carlisle Club in Alexandria is consistently rated 5 stars, earning rave reviews for its food as well as its beautiful Art Deco design. For free tickets, enter code WMAL at checkout at the website thecarlisleclub.com. That's thecarlisleclub.com.
Mark your calendar, Saturday, November 23rd in Tyson's Corner. It's the WMAL Smart Money Retirement Expo, hosted by the Funding Our Future Coalition and Edelman Financial Engines. In one day, 26 seminars, a live radio broadcast, and financial experts to answer all your personal finance questions. It's the area's biggest personal finance event ever. If you're preparing for retirement or in retirement, we've got sessions on every personal finance topic that matters to you. How to generate income from your investments in retirement. How to avoid the costs of long-term care. Understanding wills and trusts and estate planning. How to maximize your Social Security benefits. Discovering the impact of longevity on your financial planning strategies. And much more. The admission price? A $10 donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs. The WMAL Smart Money Retirement Expo, Saturday, November 23rd. Tickets available in just a few weeks. Check it out at smartmoneyretirementexpo.com.
Today's forecast, sunny skies, ocean breezes, and a stress level of zero. Your dream vacation is now closer than you think with our Cruise Norwegian Fly Free offer. Book with Norwegian Cruise Line and enjoy free air from D.C., unlimited open bar, and more. Now nothing stands between you and destinations like the beautiful Caribbean and the Bahamas. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line. Feel free. Ships registry Bahamas and USA. Free airfare on select cruises from select gateways. Restrictions apply.
Find out how D.C. retires on The Retirement Keys Saturday afternoon at 2 here on WMAL.
.730 News is next with Heather Curtis, and then we got Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Stay with us.
The WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington.
$1,000. Four chances for you each weekday. It's 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. D.C. is a sanctuary city, but that hasn't stopped the Department of Corrections from regularly tipping off ICE when they have illegal immigrants in their custody. Councilmember Charles Allen wants to stop that and is proposing an emergency bill that would end almost all cooperation with ICE, according to the Washington Post. Earlier this week, ICE's acting director urged sanctuary cities to find a way to work with his agency to prevent murderers, pedophiles, and others from being released back into communities. Some members of President Donald Trump's own party don't agree with his efforts to get the president of the Ukraine to look into business dealings by political rival Joe Biden's son. Correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The Ukraine matter triggered the official House impeachment inquiry because soliciting foreign help in an election is illegal. In a tweet, Utah Republican Mitt Romney called the president's actions appalling, adding it strains credulity to suggest that it is anything other than politically motivated. And Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse released a statement that reads, "If the Biden kid broke laws by selling his name to Beijing, that's a matter for American courts, not communist tyrants running torture camps."
The president calls the impeachment inquiry a witch hunt done by do-nothing Democrats. In sports, Steven Strasburg turned in another dominant playoff outing. Max Scherzer struck out the side, and the Nats held off the Dodgers 4-2 to even their NL Division Series at a game apiece. Max Scherzer speaking here.
We're so focused on winning and so focused on competing for each other and doing whatever it takes for the team. Everybody wants to, you know, contribute in every single way, and tonight we got that type of contribution from everybody.
The Nats take on the Dodgers in Game 3 of the NLDS tomorrow. The Caps beat the Islanders 2-1. Tonight they play their home opener against the Hurricanes. Up next, traffic and weather.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
Can you help me get my yard cleaned up? I've got junk piled everywhere.
Sure, we can do that.
Can you take some stuff from my garage, too?
We can do that.
And my attic?
All you have to do is point.
I hope you're bringing a big truck.
Our trucks hold 7 times the volume of a pickup truck, but you pay only for the percentage of the truck you use.
What if quitting time comes and they're not quite done?
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
Can you come right now?
We can be there in 90 minutes.
It's too late to call it spring cleaning, so can I mark this down as spring cleaning for next year?
We bring the springtime with us.
So you can make it springtime anytime?
We can make it springtime anytime.
Wow.
When you want it to feel like springtime, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
We can make it springtime anytime.
It's 7:33 WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
So far, traffic is moving well on 395 from Etzel Road to the inbound 14th Street Bridge, but keep in mind the HOV lanes are closed for weekend road work. Also, we do have road work on 295 this weekend in both directions between Chesapeake Street and Malcolm X Avenue, left lane blocked in each direction. In Maryland, there is a portion of Bradley Lane closed in both directions between Maple Avenue and Hillcrest Place due to emergency utility work. So far, no problems to report on 270, making your way from Germantown to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly sunny, a high in the upper 60s. Right now, 50 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
Teresa could barely walk. For 15 years, she'd been collecting different insoles from drugstores and cushions from the internet. Nothing seemed to help the plantar fasciitis in her feet. When Teresa came into the Good Feet store, we took an impression of her feet and measured her arches to find where the pressure wasn't evenly distributed. Next, we had her do a simple balance test. Her eyes widened. Teresa immediately knew these were nothing like the flimsy drugstore products. This was a Lifetime product with structure, fit with precision. She had total balance, and 15 years of pain went down the drain. Years later, I still see Teresa because she sends everyone she knows to the Goodfeet store. Hi, I'm Jonathan Cotton, and I was just like Teresa, suffering from plantar fasciitis. But then I tried Goodfeet Arch Support, and I was so impressed by the results, I bought the store. If you have plantar fasciitis, back pain, knee pain, or even hip pain, come by the Goodfeet store for your free personalized fitting and test walk. The Goodfeet store is located in Fairfax at Fairfax Corner and Rockville, Maryland on Rockville Pike and coming soon to Leesburg.
Today's forecast, sunny skies, ocean breezes, and a stress level of zero. Your dream vacation is now closer than you think with our Cruise Norwegian Fly Free offer. Book with Norwegian Cruise Line and enjoy free air from D.C., unlimited open bar, and more. Now nothing stands between you and destinations like the beautiful Caribbean and the Bahamas. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line. Feel free. Ships registry Bahamas and USA. Free airfare on select cruises from select gateways. Restrictions apply.
Pop quiz. If you sell a home for $500,000, how much would a traditional real estate agent charge in commission? If you guessed $25,000 to $30,000, you're right. But if you think that's the only way, you're wrong. This is why thousands of homeowners are making the switch to Rex. With Rex, you get a dedicated agent and a full-service experience at a fraction of the cost. Rex uses game-changing technology to cut out the middleman and save homeowners tens of thousands of dollars in fees. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. Remember, this is your home. Why give an insane amount of equity away to an agent? Rex offers the lowest fee in the industry without skimping on service. You'll work with an experienced real estate team with you every step of the way. Get the most out of your home. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 833-REX-HOME.
REO 2002-00541.
Minimum fee may apply. Not licensed in all 50 states. Visit RexHomes.com to see if Rex is available in your area. Rex fully supports the principles of the Fair Housing Act and Equal Opportunity Act.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
7:37 Saturday morning update. Glad to have you with us this morning, and it's always great to have Tony Schaefer join us. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is a trained CIA intel operative, and he is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. And Tony, a lot to talk about, and I think we kick it off with the award-winning Adam Schiff, the congressman who is chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. And as we mentioned last weekend, that's an oxymoron right there, Schiff being the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. But he is an award-winning congressman because he was awarded four Pinocchios by the Washington Post. The headline, Schiff's false claim his committee had not spoken to the whistleblower. And I would encourage anybody that hasn't seen this to read the article in the Washington Post. It was October 4th. And it lays out sort of the whole path and trail of different media appearances where Schiff has misrepresented this claim about the whistleblower. And as the Post points out, I'll read it one more time. Schiff's false claim his committee had not spoken to the whistleblower. And we've got one clip. There's a number of different appearances he made. Here's one of them he made on MSNBC on September 17th.
We have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. We would like to, but I'm sure the whistleblower has concerns that he has not been advised, as the law requires, by the Inspector General or the Director of National Intelligence, just as to how he is to communicate with Congress. And so the risk with the whistleblower is retaliation.
So this false claim from Schiff on the heels of the parody when he took President Trump's phone call completely out of context and fabricated the content of it, basically, as he opened the House Intelligence Committee hearings. Schiff, wow, and he's the guy that's heading up the investigation.
Yeah, there's a movie that's based on his life story out this weekend, by the way. It's called The Joker. I don't know if you've seen this in theaters.
Good one. Good one, Tony.
Let's break this down here. The Washington Post calling out Schiff, and I tweeted on this, is the equivalent of Joseph Stalin calling out Chairman Mao for lying. I mean, that's how bad this is. And it's not going to get any better for him. And for those of you within the sound of my voice who listen to the show regularly, stay tuned. More is coming. There is indications of all sorts of shenanigans going on where I think they did a very tortured attempt to hide a meeting directly with Schiff and the whistleblower. And listen to what he just said in that clip there, Rick. He even alludes, if you listen carefully, to the fact that they know what's going on with the whistleblower. Well, how do you know that? Well, you know that because you're in contact. So I think we've seen here that this person, whoever this is, and there's two things at play here. I think this person, based on the disclosure of not including information regarding their meeting with Schiff and his staff, cannot be a whistleblower because they've violated the law. They broke the law. And I think at this point it's obvious that this person is an intelligence operative who is working for the Democrat Party, not the American people.
Well, one of the revelations this week is that the whistleblower is a registered Democrat. That's no big deal. However, that whistleblower reportedly worked for a high-profile Democratic political figure.
So what happens, these people, I know this archetype of person. These people are essentially failed analysts and operatives who have no ability to actually do intelligence work. They end up on the Hill as advisors and liaisons to members of Congress and their home organization. They are essentially there to do lobbying for whatever organization they belong to. You know, the intelligence community doesn't have lobbyists. Well, they do. And they sit over there and they pretend to be loyal to the American people, and instead they lobby for themselves and their intelligence agency. And all the people who are listening to the interview know exactly who the type I'm talking about. What has happened here is one of these people who have been over there ensconced in Congress at that level has decided to join a side, and that's what you're seeing here. This person has been purposely working to find a way to get into the White House. I'd say they volunteered for the position we're going to come to find, and they've done everything they can to be a spy, to try to find little threads they can pull that can be used as part of a larger information operations campaign. That's what it looks like to me, and I think the evidence that's come out over the past 10 days backs me up on this.
Okay, so we know after Adam Schiff, for the last 3 years, promising us the evidence on collusion.
Right.
We know that he's just flat out dishonest. However, an interesting development, and your colleague Catherine Herridge and the folks at Fox News have been all over this.
Right.
Let me just read from the story at Fox. The intelligence community whistleblower who alleged misconduct at the White House over President Trump's call to the Ukrainian president did not disclose contact with House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff's staff to the Intelligence Committee Inspector General, sources told Fox News Friday. The sources said that the Inspector General, Michael Atkinson, told lawmakers in a closed session that the whistleblower did not disclose the contact. So you've got Schiff denying it, and the whistleblower is not admitting to it.
It's a pretty big deal, and I think everybody's now confirmed within the context of reporting that this did happen. There's been coordination, and I think that's the next thing that's going to have to happen here, is there has to be a detailed investigation of when did Adam Schiff know, what he knows, and how did he know it. And I think it's going to be very bad. And again, as a whistleblower, I am appalled that you would have this level of weaponization of a system that's necessary and required for the adequate oversight of the intelligence community. The very thing, Rick, that people put in place to prevent a manipulation of intelligence has been used to manipulate intelligence, and that's got to be frightening to all Americans. And something that, I think over the next 10 days going forward, we're going to see a lot more of this, and I'd like to believe that the Attorney General Barr will call for an investigation of Schiff and the whistleblower and remove any whistleblower status for this individual immediately.
You know, trying to put all of this in perspective, I mean, we get wrapped up in the minute-by-minute machinations and revelations minute-by-minute, but kind of stepping back and looking at the big picture for a second, you've got a question about Hunter Biden, and you've got a question about his relationships and business relationships with China, Ukraine, and wherever else, and obviously, at the time, the son of the vice president. Now, President Trump's critics are attacking him because they feel that President Trump is going after a presidential candidate, going after a rival. President Trump's take on it is, hey, I'm going after corruption, and just because this guy happens to be a political candidate, does that put him above the law? Does that give him a pass on being investigated for corruption? And obviously, if there's no corruption there, then Trump ends up with egg on his face because he's got nothing. So, you know, this is sort of a difficult situation to kind of sift through it. But, you know, is a former vice president who just, because he's running for president, does that sort of give him a pass on whether there was some weird relationship because his son's pulling $1.5 billion deal out of China?
Well, let's break this down real quick. First, Joe Biden was over trying to stop corruption, and there, lo and behold, his son ends up with a corrupt deal. I mean, come on, Rick, the people can see this. The second factor then is, of course, his meltdown, Joe's meltdown recently, when he's asked about this. So that's not a good sign either. And to that point, he is not the nominee. And this is a point of legal fact that may come up during the impeachment. The president has every right to examine corruption. He has every right to go to a foreign country and say, I want you to examine these events from 2015 before whatever. And I think that's what the real issue is. And this is, but to your point, Rick, that's what the Democrats are counting on. They're counting on this invisible force field around anybody running for president, like, you can't touch me. That's the problem with the system. That's the way it's always been played. Quid pro quo within the Democrat and Republican Party. I won't come after you if you don't come after me. President Trump has broken that paradigm. That's why they're going so nuts. He's saying, if there was corruption, I'm going to look at it. I want your help on CrowdStrike. I want your help looking at this. That's what's going on. And I don't believe for a minute, based on everything I know about the conversation, about what's going on policy-wise, that Trump would ever ask for dirt. Rick, there's plenty of dirt without having to ask for people to manufacture it.
Exactly.
So that's where we're at. And that's why it's so dangerous to the Democrats.
You know, this narrative that the president has gone out asking people to manufacture dirt, nowhere in there did he say, hey, let's plant some evidence. Let's manufacture some dirt.
Precisely.
And you mentioned Biden's meltdown. We got audio of Joe Biden, and you can tell this is getting under his skin.
It's not a conflict of interest. There's been no indication of any conflict of interest from Ukraine or anywhere else. Period. I'm not going to respond to that. Let's focus on the problem. Focus on this man.
Yeah, my son did $1.5 billion deal with the Chinese government after I flew him over there on Air Force Two, but there's no conflict of interest, none at all, none whatsoever.
That's what I'm saying, Rick. It's like if the president would be negligent if he didn't actually look at what's obvious to the normal human being. And I've been trolled by some of the folks on the left about all this other stuff on Twitter, and I'm just saying, you need to step back and look at the facts. If people really are that committed to supporting someone who obviously, at minimum, used their position to influence a foreign country to give their relatives a really good set of positions, then you're not an American, and I don't know what you are if you can't accept the facts, and this president's trying to sort through those facts.
Well, you know, I just like to see Biden say, hey, take a look at it. Look at anything you want. Got nothing to hide. But I didn't hear that tone. It's 7:49 Saturday morning update. We're going to continue our conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. We're going to turn it to Fairfax County and Immigrations and Customs Enforcement. That's next. But first, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
A few work zones to be aware of in the district. 295 north and southbound between Malcolm X Avenue and Chesapeake Street, the left lane is closed. And also South Capitol Street is closed in both directions between Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue and Malcolm X Avenue for weekend road work. And outbound Siouxland Parkway at the Anacostia Freeway, that off-ramp is also closed in the long-term work zone. So over the Beltway throughout Maryland and Virginia is moving well. And so far, no problems to report traveling on 95 in Maryland, headed from the Capitol Beltway to the Baltimore Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy for today, a high of 68. Clouds tomorrow will be up to 76. Monday, showers with a high of 77. We're back down around 68 for Tuesday and Wednesday with showers. Right now in D.C., 52, headed to 68. 7:50 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And we are talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and a lot of controversy, obviously, about immigration and customs enforcement and relationships with local law enforcement. And we've seen this recently in Fairfax County, and one quick note, in Chicago, Fox News uncovered a memo where the Chicago Police Department advised their officers not to cooperate with Department of Homeland Security in situations involving immigration arrests. So even if an ICE officer is in trouble, the CPD is saying stand down. Wow. Now bring us up to date, Tony, on the Fairfax County police officer suspended for turning a driver involved in a traffic accident over to ICE, and he had been suspended. What is the latest?
Yeah, he's back. And thanks to WMAL and others here in the local area, look, I personally called my representative, Pat Harity. Pat and his staff jumped right in. They were aware of it. And let me walk through why this is dangerous. And I can just say one word or two words, Montgomery County. I mean, right next door, we have now, I think, 5 reported rapes by illegal aliens. Over the past,
you can't say illegal alien. You're going to get fined $250,000.
I'll get my next fine when I go to New York City when I show up there on Thursday. So, look, the bottom line is when you allow for criminals to exist within any community, leave them untouched, they will do crime. It's kind of like in the title. And we had this apparently. I didn't know this. This policy in place since 2007 to not cooperate with ICE, and it's dangerous. And so the end result of having a policy like this is expressed in Montgomery County. Same in Chicago. When people start wondering about why there's such a high crime rate, look no further than some of the really wackadoodle policies of these local municipalities. So in this case, the officer won. He's back, but I think there's going to be a bigger fight over this in Fairfax County in the next election cycle because now people are aware of what's going on.
Hey, we've only got about a minute and a half or so left,
yeah.
But I wanted to touch on an article that you wrote. The headline on this opinion piece in the Florida Sun Sentinel, Trump keeps the pressure on Cuba and Venezuela with new sanctions. And real quick, it points out the fact that Trump can chew gum and walk at the same time because he's getting stuff done, whereas the Democrats are strictly focused on impeachment.
Yeah, so, a lot of us, I was working election security and a bunch of other things this week. Those of us who live in the real deal, as Rush says, we're doing things. And the president is continuing to keep really effective pressure, diplomatic and economic, on Cuba and Venezuela. So the president's still doing his job. He will continue to do his job, and as many of us in national security will. So it's going to be a busy October, Rick.
And, Cuba and Venezuela have been trouble spots, and it's interesting to see. And you go into detail in the article, so I would point folks to it. Again, the headline on it, Trump keeps the pressure on Cuba and Venezuela with new sanctions. Florida Sun Sentinel, Tony penned that piece this week. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, is always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me. Great to be on.
Absolutely. 7:54 Saturday morning update. Quick note that KT McFarland is on hiatus for several weeks. She is completing her book, and we are looking forward to the release of KT McFarland's book. But she's off this weekend and be off the next couple of weekends and then back with us.
Me, me, me. Yum, yum, yum. Spicy, spicy, spicy buffalo. Tangy, tangy, tangy barbecue.
Honey, 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 honey mustard.
These Chicken McNuggets have range. Get 6 pieces made from 100% white meat, no artificial preservatives, and a whole lot of flavor. All for just $2 on the $1, $2, $3 menu. Find a little joy every day at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
From the people who brought you the $1, $2, $3 menu comes a new choice. The hot and spicy McChicken. Crispy tender chicken action-packed with bold spices. And even more adventure co-starring with the McDouble. Two for $3. Mix or match. The hot and spicy McChicken and the McDouble. Showing right now at a McDonald's near you. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Mark your calendar, Saturday, November 23rd in Tyson's Corner. It's the WMAL Smart Money Retirement Expo, hosted by the Funding Our Future Coalition and Edelman Financial Engines. In one day, 26 seminars, a live radio broadcast, and financial experts to answer all your personal finance questions. It's the area's biggest personal finance event ever. If you're preparing for retirement or in retirement, we've got sessions on every personal finance topic that matters to you. How to generate income from your investments in retirement. How to avoid the costs of long-term care. Understanding wills and trusts and estate planning. How to maximize your Social Security benefits. Discovering the impact of longevity on your financial planning strategies. And much more. The admission price? A $10 donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs. The WMAL Smart Money Retirement Expo, Saturday, November 23rd. Tickets available in just a few weeks. Check it out at smartmoneyretirementexpo.com.
Your Xfinity home security system can't walk the dog, but it can tell you what he does when you're not around. With live video monitoring you can access from anywhere. It won't stop you from hitting your shins on things in the dark, but it can switch on the lights for you. And it can't stop your kids from sneaking out. But it can let you choose what real-time security alerts you receive, so you're always in control. It can't make you a better cook either. But with professionally monitored smoke detectors, Xfinity gets alerted if things get out of hand. Plus, know you've got 24/7 professional monitoring from the pros at Xfinity backing you up. Basically, you handle the home, we'll handle the security. No matter what you're doing around the house, Xfinity Home can help with a new way to customize your home security. And it was named the best professionally installed home security system by CNET. Call 1-800-XFINITY or go to Xfinity.com/home security. Demo at your local Xfinity store. Now with no long-term service contract required. Xfinity Home. Simple. Easy. Awesome. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
You may have heard my story, how I love my Good Feet Art Support so much that I bought the store. I'm Jonathan Cotton, and now one of my favorite things is seeing reviews from other Good Feet customers. Here's one from Terry in Richmond.
I'm a nurse and always on my feet. I have a nerve on the top of my foot that is always giving me problems. I've seen neurologists and foot doctors, and nothing helped until I got my art supports from the Good Feet store. No more nerve pain. I would recommend anyone that works on their feet to get to their store ASAP.
Here's another from William in Newport News.
My back pain is still decreasing, and I've stopped taking all of my pain medications. I have recommended you to anyone who will listen.
Then this review from Garland makes me chuckle.
I've only had Good Feet arch supports 4 days, and they are working for me. My knees are getting better, and no pain in my feet. I tell all my friends how I thought this was not a good idea. Man, I was wrong.
Come in today for your free personalized fitting and test walk. The Good Feet store is located in Fairfax at Fairfax Corner and Rockville, Maryland on Rockville Pike and coming soon to Leesburg.
Pop quiz. If you sell a home for $500,000, how much would a traditional real estate agent charge in commission? If you guessed $25,000 to $30,000, you're right. But if you think that's the only way, you're wrong. This is why thousands of homeowners are making the switch to Rex. With Rex, you get a dedicated agent and a full-service experience at a fraction of the cost. Rex uses game-changing technology to cut out the middleman and save homeowners tens of thousands of dollars in fees. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. Remember, this is your home. Why give an insane amount of equity away to an agent? Rex offers the lowest fee in the industry without skimping on service. You'll work with an experienced real estate team with you every step of the way. Get the most out of your home. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 833-REX-HOME.
REO 2002-00541.
Minimum fee may apply. Not licensed in all 50 states. Visit RexHomes.com to see if Rex is available in your area. Rex fully supports the principles of the Fair Housing Act and Equal Opportunity Act.
This is one of the
those teachable moments where we can all learn something.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Chris Plant weekdays 9 to noon. For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
Boom!
Details at WMAL.com.
You realize that volatility of the markets is reality in today's world of investing. But is your portfolio properly balanced to survive these nerve-wracking economic times? Hi, this is Greg Smith, co-host of the Wise Investor Show, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WMAL. We manage investments for our clients, so give us a call. We think we can help.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
That's it for the Saturday morning update. 8 o'clock news is next with Heather Curtis, and it's Garden Sense on WMAL.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. $1,000. Four chances for you each weekday. It's 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.